Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. Today, we're diving headfirst into something super important, setting healthy boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, 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 but rarely receiving? Like your time, energy, or even just basic space is being taken for granted? Trust me, you're not alone. In today's hyper-connected world, it's easy to get swept up in the whirlwind of demands and expectations. But here's the thing. Healthy boundaries are essential for our well-being. They're like fences around your emotional garden, protecting what matters most and allowing you to cultivate a life that feels truly fulfilling. Now, before you start picturing yourself as a grumpy hermit with a keep-out, sign on everything, let me assure you, boundaries aren't about being selfish or shutting people out. They're about honoring your needs, values, and priorities, which ultimately makes you a better friend, partner, colleague, and most importantly, a better version of yourself. So, let's get down to brass tacks. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build those protective fences and create a life that feels more balanced and empowered. 1. Know yourself. This one might seem obvious, but it's crucial. What are your core values? What makes you feel energized and fulfilled? What drains your energy and leaves you feeling depleted? Once you have a clear understanding of what truly matters to you, it becomes easier to define your boundaries. Think of it like this. Your values are the compass guiding you, and your boundaries are the map that keeps you on track. 2. Communicate clearly. Words are powerful tools. When it comes to setting boundaries, be clear, direct, and assertive. Don't beat around the bush or leave room for misinterpretation. Practice saying no kindly but firmly. You don't owe anyone an elaborate explanation. A simple, "Thank you for asking, but that doesn't work for me right now," can do wonders. 3. Start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire life overnight. Begin by setting small, achievable boundaries in areas where you feel most comfortable. Maybe it's saying no to an extra commitment at work, limiting social media time, or protecting your personal space during meals. Each small victory builds momentum and confidence for tackling bigger challenges. 4. Expect pushback. Not everyone will be thrilled with your newfound boundaries. Some might try to guilt-trip you, negotiate, or even get angry. Remember, it's okay to stand your ground. Remind yourself that setting healthy boundaries is a form of self-respect and that your well-being matters most. 5. Be flexible. Life is constantly evolving, and so are our needs. What worked as a boundary yesterday might not work today. Be open to revisiting and adjusting your boundaries as circumstances change. This doesn't mean you're weak. It means you're adaptable and committed to creating a life that feels authentic and fulfilling. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're heading out for dinner with friends. Suddenly, one of them starts complaining about their work problems, monopolizing the entire conversation. You politely try to steer the topic in a different direction, but they keep going on and on. You start feeling drained and uncomfortable. This is where boundaries come into play. Instead of silently enduring the negativity, you could gently say something like, "Hey, I understand things are tough at work, but I'm actually feeling a bit overwhelmed right now. Would you mind if we talked about something else? See how that feels? Empowering, right?" It's all about communicating your needs clearly and respectfully while still being kind and considerate of others. Remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. It's about creating space for the things that truly nourish you and allowing yourself to thrive. So, my friends, go out there and start building those fences. Protect your energy, honor your needs, and create a life that feels both fulfilling and authentic. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might find it helpful. Let's spread the word about the power of healthy boundaries. And as always, keep decluttering your dopamine and chasing those good vibes. Until next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.